I'm Kathy, and today I'm here with Catherine Fewings, who does shamanic work. So I just wanted to find out from Catherine how and why she got into shamanic work, and then we'll go in and find out a bit more detail about what that actually means. So welcome, Catherine.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure being here.
Thank you for allowing the time. So how did you get into shamanic work?
Yeah, excellent question. What got me into it? So at the time I was probably 32 and my boy was just about turning 3, and I had this big busy career that was pretty stressful. And one morning, that was my pivotal moment, he was asking me for breakfast and I was really, really like stressed out. I don't remember about what anymore, but I remember screaming at him that now was not the time. And he just looked at me with this expression of awe, a little bit of, you know, being scared of me and shock. And that moment I realized like I had turned into this awful mother that I really didn't want to be. And that was the pivotal moment. So from there, I was already a yogi. I asked my friend like what to do about this anger that I felt within me that was just being unleashed right, left and center, not just at work. And she suggested breathwork. So I Googled, and there was a shamanic breathworker just around the corner from where I worked. So I just booked myself in, and the rest is history.
Excellent. So how long did you go for as to someone to have the work done before you then decided to study and learn for yourself?
Yeah, it wasn't actually really long at all. So I think I had a couple of private sessions. Mm-hmm. And after that, she identified that I had, you know, child work to do. So I went for a whole group weekend with her. And after that, I just went like on a monthly basis to her group breathwork sessions because it was just more affordable at the time and I enjoyed the group dynamic. But about 6 months in, she put out there like this course that she was going to teach people to do what she did. And the way she had written it, it just sounded like me, like everything she wrote was like, yes, I want that. Yes, I want this. And when I started, it was about, you know, self-healing. It was just about me. I never thought to take this as a business venture. And it was a whole year's worth of course. You had modules and then 2 months off where you went to practice. And you had 6 modules in the year. And after module about 3, Spirit came through and said, you know, you've got to start doing this. You've got to have a teepee. You've got to have a dog. And you're going to be practicing in the teepee. And it's all for the good of everybody involved. So that's how it started. So I continued doing my modules, but then I gradually started, you know, getting an ABN and finding out how to start a business and started, what was my first offering was meditation sessions on a Tuesday morning in the teepee, and also monthly fire ceremonies by the beach. That's how I started.
Yes, I remember the beach sessions. They were awesome. And then you progressed to the teepee, which how did you find going into the teepee? Did it change the dynamics of your sessions, or?
It was what I needed at the time to feel like I had a unique selling point. So it needed to be my confidence booster. At the time, I think what happened was it opened an energetic portal to Aboriginal spirit in the teepee, which took me totally by surprise, but was the blessing. It, you know, like I then felt like I was really supported by helping spirits. And I still remember after a year, Spirit said I needed to sell this teepee, and I was mortified, right? This was going to be my unique selling point for the next 10 years. And Spirit says, nah, you got to get out there now. Stop hiding in your back garden. And I was really, really sad. But when I finally found a, you know, they also told me, Spirit told me, so I got the message in November. In March, they said, you're going to sell it in March. And on the 28th of March, a phone call came through Gumtree, and she wanted it for a healing center, which was awesome out there in Harvey. And it was a perfect match, perfect fit. She bought it that same weekend. And I remember being really scared when we took the teepee down, like, would that portal break? But I was delighted it was still there. It's still strong. And knowing that that portal is now open gave me the confidence to go out there. And so I started working in different crystal shops, started doing the breath work one-on-one, shamanic breath work. And, you know, over time now it's evolved in group gatherings and things like that. But I will always remember the teepee. It's always a special place in my heart. And it's always a good conversation starter with people as well. But, you know, in retrospect, I just needed that confidence booster that I could do this even outside of the teepee. So it was a safe place to start.
Excellent. And it was something that was very different to go into a full-size proper teepee.
Yes, I remember. Great. And you know, the teepee has that triangular form, which is really quite in a spiritual sense, it's a very powerful symbol, the triangle.
Yeah.
And so it connected us both to Mother Earth, but also to the spirits above. It was amazing.
Okay, so for someone who is new to this sort of world, and when they hear the word like spirit, and they think, whoa, you know, that's a bit of you know, hocus pocus, or, you know, something they don't want to go into. How would you describe basically what shamanic work is?
Yeah, totally. So the shamans were the old doctors in ancient times, before we had our modern doctors in the first world. So what they did is they would use herbs, but they also were in tune that you can move energy. You can, like, if you think about yourself as being sad, you're in a certain energetic vibration. And then, you know, something unexpected, say you're outside on a park bench and then you see this beautiful little dog and he's having a whirl of a time chasing, I don't know, a ball, and from one instant to the next, your energy uplifts because suddenly you're smiling at something, right? And so the shamans, they knew that they could move energy around. So forget about the spiritual side of things. Just for someone who's never heard of shamanism, I would talk to them as in they shift energy within your body to bring you into a place where you're more at peace, or where you feel more grounded, like you feel you're more focused, maybe grounded, I wouldn't even use, I would say the words you're more focused, and you are able to let go of stress or anxiety, and you feel just better in your own skin. That's how I would describe it to somebody who's never heard of it. Now, to somebody who's a little bit more open, I would say the shamans used to believe that what we see here in our 3D is actually the dream state, and the real world happens in what they call the other reality. And the other reality is like our dream state. You know, when we dream, we go into all these weird and wonderful places. That's where the shamans go, and they have the lower world, the middle world, and the upper world. The lower world has to do with your subconscious. The upper world has to do with your guidance and the future, the possibilities. And the middle world is kind of what, you know, Reiki practitioners and anyone who deals with energy knows, like, in this reality, we still are able to touch people and shift their energies. That's the middle world. So the shamans used to go into these different worlds for guidance and to heal people, to help restore that energetic balance within themselves or within the community. So it was very much about survival at the time, because we didn't have all the stuff that doctors have today.
Excellent. So where has it taken you? Like, has it taken you in a different direction to where you maybe thought it would have when you first started your business?
I think it's much broader than that. It has actually taken my life in a completely different direction. So in the sense that, I mean, I'm still working in this 3D, I still have a job, etc. But it's the way that I move in this world that is completely different. Like, I have much more of a sense of who I am. I have much more of a sense of purpose and the awareness of how energy moves in and around people allows me A, to contain my own energy, but also to bring forth good, I really try to bring out positive vibes out into the world. And I think since I'm in tune with the energies that I personally can emit and can channel from the other reality, I think I'm creating a more positive life for myself. So it's much broader than my business. But in my business, I think I'm now all about bringing joy to people, bringing more happiness to people, bringing more inner peace to people. And yes, you know, sometimes you got to go into the shamanic world where everything has a place, like even your shadow aspects, and you bring those shadow aspects to the fore, say anxiety or fear of something, you bring it to the fore, so you look at it and you shed light on it to transform it. And that's what I love to do. So even when people are hurting, I love to hold that space for them to express what the hurt is. And then that's half of the job, to let that hurt go so that they can feel good about themselves once again.
Excellent. So when you say as in they're hurting, it's sometimes, would you agree, it's something they don't really know what it is that they're hurting from, that it can come up from childhood, or, you know, so things Absolutely. That they wouldn't actually remember. They Yes. just know that there's something that's bothering them.
Yep, people come to me if they think they're stuck, or if they feel like they just don't really know what the next step needs to be and something's holding them back, or if they're even, you know, anxious or fearful, and they can't even put their fingers down as to what it is. And that's the beauty of the shamanic world, right? That we believe that there is more than just this lifetime. So a lot of times it is absolutely, like you said, childhood trauma or things that have happened that needs to be unearthed. It's like a memory that needs to be remembered, so that it makes more sense why someone can be triggered by something. And just the mere memory, being aware of that memory again, or that thing that happened in their childhood, allows them to then not be driven just by the fear of it, but to choose to lean in and go and do something, even though it might be a bit scary for them. But there's also, you know, the shamanic world is so rich, it's incredible. There's also the belief of past lives, and we might have had traumatic experience in past lives, so that trauma is still held in our cellular bodies. And so the shamanic and the breath work, so getting people to breathe nice and deeply, brings them into a state of a meditative state where they can tune into what is stuck in their body, what emotions are stuck in their body, and maybe through my help I can identify if it was this life, a past life, etc. So what I do is I bring back, either if it's a traumatic experience, we can release it. And another thing that happens to people when they feel unease is maybe when there was a trauma, a part of their soul left. And what I do is with them, I will drum that peace back into their body, and then they feel more wholesome again. So we do both. We either take away where there's too much energy, or we bring back where there was a lack of energy when people give away their powers. A real example was for me when I gave birth. It was a cesarean birth because my boy was in breech. And later, years later, as I'm breathing, I realized that opening the tummy that with a knife, that was a real moment of all my power being given away or just left me. And so I had to really breathe that power back into my stomach so that I felt wholesome again. And it was incredibly powerful. So how it changed my life afterwards, I just felt more feminine. I felt more at ease in my body because I had just called that power back, that energy back into my body.
You briefly mentioned breath work as well as drumming. So could you just explain a little bit about the breath work and drumming and... Yeah. Are there any other tools?
Yes, I have lots of tools and they are all wonderful. They all do the same though. It's about reaching that energetic balance within people once again. So the drum is really good, because if people are stuck, if there's stuck energy, the beat of the drum manages to somehow, you know, beyond words, manages to release that imbalance, manages to unearth what is stuck. Breathwork does the same thing. So when people breathe in a lot and are focused just on the breath and stop thinking with their mind, you can see how they're getting into they're witnessing, but their awareness goes into their bodies. And as they listen more deeply to what their body is saying to them, they unearth those emotions. I also work with crystals, because they too do the same. They're managing to bring in fresh new energy when you put them on people's in people's hands or on their stomach or on their third eye. It kind of changes the energies around people, and they can go deeper into self-awareness. So I use rattles as well. I use my hands-on, you know, if you're a Reiki person, you would know, just even the intention of giving people love and light with your hands allows energy to be changed in the body or in the room that we're practicing. And sorry for anyone who hears my dog right now. She loves being present, and we have locked her out. But all those tools are just helping people with that energetic rebalancing. And the breathwork, I think, is really powerful for my clients themselves, because they are in charge of how deeply they want to breathe, how strongly they want to breathe. So they are in charge of how intensively they want to go and dig deep into their emotions, into their past, into their trauma, all in service of letting it go. And if they want it to be more gentle, they're in charge of that as well. And that's what I really like about the shamanic breath work is, although I can see things in the shamanic world a little bit like meditation or dreaming, it's the client themselves that do the breathing work. And then they are much more empowered at the end of the session to walk out and say, I've done this. I have chosen to breathe this out and to breathe in bliss. And they feel like much more in charge of their own destiny. That's what I really like about it.
And that's the important thing with any energy work, is for people to realize they have control over what is going on. Yeah. It's not the person that they're going to see
that
you know, takes their powers away. If anything, we empower them to heal
themselves. Absolutely. To heal themselves. And I even tell my clients, you know, I will not see anything, even in the shamanic world, that they have not subconsciously already given me permission to see. So it's completely up to them. And when I say this to them, it's quite funny. Like, they relax. They're like, oh, I'm not going to unearth something that their subconscious is not ready for them to have an awareness about.
Yeah. Excellent. Well, thank you very much for having a chat with me today.
You're very welcome.
And enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you.
Thanks Catherine. Kate. Bye.